Every day we must face people in our lives who want something from us. They have expectations that we often cannot fulfill. How do we forgive them that and live in the face of that judgment and criticism? And oftentimes they have a desire or want versus a real need of us. There's a difference between a want and a need. For example, I may want a hunk of chocolate every day, but I don't need it. Wants versus needs. Jesus ran up against this constantly while he was just trying to do God's work. People like the Pharisees had expectations of him. They wanted him to follow the letter of the law. They wanted him to stop talking of the Father so intimately and wanted him to stop rousing the crowds. Even those who admired him wanted him to ignore the marginalized, to act more like a kingly Messiah. Jesus had to put up with these rebukes and admonishments and just forgive them. Not just 7 times. That's 77 times. Here in New Hampshire, where I've been staying, the plight of Vermonters affected by Hurricane Irene is ever present. Many are here at this big medical complex for serious illnesses, and then they have to find their way back to their homes and towns, which have been destroyed or battered. I would say they have a real need for our help, not a simple desire or want. But how do you put up with and forgive others who judge you because you cannot fulfill their wants? I would offer that the essence of forgiveness, in part, is allowing others to judge us without getting angry. Along those lines, I came across a diary entry of Dag Hammarskjöld's recently in his famous book, Markings. It seems to fit this topic of judgment and forgiveness. And I will end with his words. Quote, maturity, among other things, is a lack of self-consciousness, the kind you can only attain when you have become entirely indifferent to yourself through an absolute assent to your fate. He who has placed himself in God's hands stands free vis-a-vis men. He is entirely at his ease with them because he has granted them the right to judge.